This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Let's go.
Hi, Emma, Dave, Aisling, producer Callum. We're all here. How are you?
Hello.
Producer Callum just said he had a question, a podcast question for us.
And it's not a question for Dave, so you can just...
Sweet, I'll see you fucking later.
It's about periods.
No, it's... Do you, as women, get holes in your crotch?
What do you mean holes in my crotch?
In the jeans.
I had a pair of skinny jeans that I used to wear to college all the time, and I got a hole in the crotch. Yeah, like kind of not like quite at the epicenter.
At the gusset.
And I realized later that I think it was because I used to hop a wall every morning going to college. And I think it was like where it rubbed against the wall every day.
I have done, but I don't think, I didn't realize it was a thing for guys. But I'm a devil for stretching the back of my calves. Like if I'm walking up the stairs, I'll always put my weight in my ankle and like stretch out. And sometimes I put my leg up a few steps higher and give it a good squeeze.
And
I've had a few rippages from that.
Yes. Oh my God, you're like the Hulk.
No.
So you're taking like 3 steps at a time.
Do you know when you're just kind of trying to...
I really don't, but that's cool.
Yeah, well, I did that lock on up now.
Why do you ask?
I put my jeans on this morning and I'm currently staying at my girlfriend's mum's because we're pet sitting, and I put my foot in the jeans weirdly and it caused a big hole.
A foot size hole.
Well, it's not a foot size hole.
It's like a toe size.
Thank God. I think there was a tiny hole there that I made worse.
Right.
But now I'm keeping my legs together all day because I'm just so stressed.
Is there any breeze?
You say that. I don't know. I'm kind of in my head thinking that everybody can see everything when I know.
Yeah.
Like, walking like Charlie Chaplin.
I'm sat like this and you can't see anything.
No.
And I think if
I'm also not going to stare.
No, if I went a bit wider, like if I've got many meetings today, I'm just like, I'm not going to stand abreast like that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go to the shop today and get some more jeans.
Do you get the panic now? Sorry, that when you're walking down the street, you're not conscious of it, that like people can...
Yeah. It's just like...
There's a little ball hanging out.
Hey, I have underwear on. I don't go just like... do they call it? Commando. But I'm just like, I have experienced this so many times with jeans, and I don't think they're not super expensive jeans, but they're also not like €5 penny jeans.
I've never in my life ripped a pair of jeans that weren't
in the crotch.
Never, ever, ever, ever. That's not a thing. Like I've never heard of that.
But it's a lot of it is because when you're walking, the fabric is rubbing, so it's making the fabric
a little bit weaker.
I've never ever experienced this ever. The only time I ever ripped jeans is when they're already ripped, and I put my leg in and I accidentally threw the hole.
The hole,
isn't it? They're ripped.
If they're ripped jeans, like,
I hear
what you mean. But I've never. That is another thing. Also, what is with this new kind of era of jeans that you can just see the full leg?
I'm not into it.
It's awful.
I actually think Emma would look cool in them, but I would look ridiculous.
I have ripped jeans.
It's like the jeans, right?
Yeah.
But like you have a hole here and it goes all the way down to here.
So he's saying from his middle of his calf all the way down to the bottom. Yeah, fuck that. I do though.
You're freezing.
Yeah.
It's just not even wearing trousers anymore.
Yeah, it's just leg.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with a nice bit of leg every now and again. But
I like a bit of leg, but I'm also like, I don't know, I feel a little bit like I'm peeking through the curtains. Like I don't really like it.
But what about when a girl wears shorts?
Yeah, no, that's fine because there's not... more shorts on our socks. Do you know what I mean? Below. I just find it weird. I'm like, I'm not supposed to see that.
I don't like a gilet.
Imagine having to like have your legs shaved just to wear your jeans.
Very true, actually. Mm. Good point.
I the colour of your jeans, Ash. Like a smoky grey today.
Thank you.
I might go, I'm normally a blue or a black, but I may look for a grey.
Smoky grey.
Yeah.
What's your go-to place be for jeans now for a guy?
Next.
Oh yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Next is great, Dave.
I honestly haven't bought.
If you want to get a good pair, like where would it be in your mind?
Probably DV8. I love skinny jeans. Like I'm bringing skinny jeans back. I like them. I don't like the...
Oh, they will come back.
Yeah,
I'll be back any day.
I don't rock the big ones. You know the.
Do you know what I heard yesterday?
Ones?
And I live, you know, I live with Emer. I talk about her a lot in the show. I would honestly not know anything about what's cool or what's not if it wasn't for Emer and you guys. In fairness, always keep me up to date and stuff. But like when it comes to fashion,
you girls keep me up. I love you so much.
No, but you know the way. Like it's so hard to keep up with everything. She's a TikToker. She loves her influencers. She knows what the crack is. She said to me yesterday, "I can't wait for Converse to be back in." And I was like,
I do love a Converse.
I was like, literally wearing a pair.
I literally was like, what?
The one thing
I was like, Converse are out. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, sorry, Emer, I wear my Converse all the time. What are you talking about?
I think the high tops are kind of in.
The high tops are definitely in. But I would have thought the main thing that would never go out of style is Converse.
Yeah, I know.
I ignore it all. I'd never take it. take it too seriously. And Aisling's Converse are class. Yeah. But yeah, just in general, I would never know. You know the Adidas Gazelles are everywhere now?
Yes, they are.
I'm such a Gazelle fiend.
I love them.
But there's all the colourful suede ones.
I got some cheap yesterday. I got some as well yesterday. But I shouldn't have.
Oh, fuck you. I'm going shopping. I need new clothes. I ordered them online
and I couldn't get them delivered here from office. They won't do in-store or Irish home delivery. I had to get it sent to my mum's.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're going home this weekend, though, aren't you? You can get them there. These are the ones I bought. I'm an asshole. I can't afford it. Did you buy the pink ones? I bought these ones.
They're red. They're class.
Wouldn't be a huge fan of a brown sole.
I know, and neither was I, because I love my Gazelles. You know the ones I've been rocking around in for months. And then, again, Emer informed me they're not the ones that are in at the moment. It's the brown soles. I was like, oh, right.
Yeah, I've
the
seen
housemate
like,
Linda has the green ones at them with the brown
soles. I love the green ones.
Yeah, they're class. Cool. The green ones are amazing. They're fucking everywhere. I saw a TikTok the other day with someone on like the underground in London or something, and they just didn't get anyone's faces in or anything. They set the phone down on the floor and then just panned across the floor, and it was just every colour Gazelle.
No way.
They're trustworthy, though. They're so sturdy. They'll never let you down.
I'm scared to wear suede shoes.
But you ever feel that as soon as something is that big, it's going to go out of fashion like that.
For sure, yeah.
I don't think I'll ever wear runners that aren't Air Force Ones.
Fair.
They're the only things I like.
And like you can't like get sucked in by the pressure. I just loved the red ones and I was at their class. But you remember when James Kavanagh started wearing those mad looking Converse? Do you remember the really, really chunky ones?
Mm.
And I was obsessed with them, but I was like, no, by the time I'm going to be able to afford them, they're going to be out of fashion so quick because they're so hot right now. Anyway.
I did want the Alexander McQueens. Did you ever see them? They were like 500 quid. These just white runners with a black thing at the back of them. And I wanted them so badly. And I'm so glad I never actually...
Honestly, why are clothes so addictive? It's like nicotine. It's ridiculous. Wear whatever you want.
I hope you enjoy the show. We had internet issues today, but you won't know because we're consummate professionals.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we actually got so lucky. I don't even want to get into it because it's too boring, but a few other shows in this building were probably getting absolutely fucked by it. But
we were definitely the best radio show in this building today.
And you took breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Fair. They're always better than me.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye. Let's go.
Good morning, Tuesday the 26th of March. It's just gone 3 minutes after 7. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Good morning. Let's do it all again, baby.
Let's.
Tuesday, baby. It's kind of like
Why is that
Wednesday.
Cringe? It's so cringe when you say it. It's cool when I say it and then you just ruined it.
So I'm just going to go home. So I'm sick of this. I'm just going to go home.
It's Tuesday, baby. Wow.
If you don't want me here, I'm just going to actually fine.
All right, we're on air 30 seconds and it's all kicking off already.
Good morning, how are we?
Went to get my nails done yesterday. I am new to getting my nails done. It was never something I did before. I would always just lash on that nail varnish and then watch it all start cracking off the next morning at 7 a.m.
A day later.
So I got into it at Christmas time and I'm like, right, that's it. I don't care how scaldy they look. Once a month is all I'm doing it, right? Some people have to do it every 2 weeks. I'm like, nope. I don't care if they're hanging on by a thread.
Too right, they're expensive.
Is all I'm doing, right?
So how much are we talking? Like
40 quid.
Jesus, that is expensive.
Yeah, like at least.
At least.
Some people for the fancy biab and all to be spending about 60.
I'm biab now and it's 40.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to
Sandy. I get my haircut every 2 weeks and it's 37. So it's kind of the same thing, I suppose.
Well, it's less because I'm only doing it once a month. So.
Oh, right.
And Emma never cuts her hair, so.
Yeah. I never cut my hair.
So what colour did you go for?
So this is the thing, right? And again, shout out to Sandy's Nails from Rathmines. I went in and there was a guy doing my nails. He was so sound. Normally I leave my AirPods in, but he was mad for the chat. And he says, I was like, how are you today anyway? And he was like, I'm really happy now. And I was like, oh, okay. Why? And he was like, because no one ever picks this colour. Everyone normally hates it. bearing in mind, he was nearly finished. He was like, everyone always says it's awful, but I really like it. So it's the first time I've got to do this colour in months.
Oh my God.
And I was like, one hand under getting like, you know, and I was like, oh no, what do you think? Is it awful?
Ooh, it's like a corally orange.
Yeah, I think in this light it does look kind of neon-y, whereas the vibe would be. It's actually called lava, the colour.
Oh, lava, I can kind of see
cool.
that as lava,
lava,
yeah.
Vibes, but yeah, there was no feeling like, I'm feeling really happy because no one ever picked
that's
that
like colour. That's going into like a shop, getting a jacket and then being like, oh, thank God, we thought no one was ever going to buy that thing.
People always say this one's horrible.
It's rotten.
Anyway, they're stuck on me for the month, that's it.
Do you want to hear something to make you feel worse?
Please.
My friends are in Vietnam and they got their nails done yesterday and it cost
€7.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
I know. She just moved there.
Yeah.
And I bet you it's a much nicer colour.
Yep.
That kind of goes without saying, I think. You're with Emma Dubin Aisling. This is Spin. Good morning.
Spin's Fully Charged with Now.
Teddy Swims Lose Control on Spin with Emma Dubin Aisling, number one on the Billboard Hot 100 right now, actually. He is just killing it.
So bizarre that his name is Jayton. Jayton.
Why would you go for Teddy Swims if your name is Jayton?
I think I'd change Jayton to Teddy.
I think I'd change.
That's what he did.
Yeah, no, I know. I agree with the decision.
I think Jayton sounds like a superstar.
It does sound quite cool.
Come here, did you hear sad news for Euphoria fans? I don't know if any of you are a Euphoria fan, but I am.
Massive.
And season 3 has been delayed.
Oh.
And I feel like I watched season 2 a good while ago.
Why was it delayed?
I think some sort of scheduling with the actors, and then they were like, and also we haven't written the script. So I'm like, alright, so it's just not ready.
That's literally because Sydney Sweeney has so much going on. It's just like, you do what you want, we'll wait for you.
It's good news if you haven't seen it yet, though. You can stream it with a Now Entertainment membership the first 2 seasons, and it is unreal.
Is it on now?
It's on now.
Okay, I need to watch that.
Oh, you would love it, Dave.
It sounds right up my street.
Oh my god, you'd love Euphoria.
I always say it's a show about teenagers, not necessarily a show for teenagers.
No.
It's heavy bananas at times. Zendaya so busy.
Heavy bananas.
Yeah, I love when she says that.
You're both so cool.
Jacob Elderly was working on the project. Great.
Jacob Elderly.
Elderly. That's what you are.
Yes, granny.
Shut up. Anyway, they're all busy. Go watch the first 2 seasons on Now with a Now and
the third isn't ready yet.
Yeah, okay, grand. Heavy bananas. Are we just going to fight all morning?
I hope so. This is fun.
What's this girl called?
I'm winning.
Granny.
Dua Lipa.
Lupa Deepa.
Spins Fully Recharged.
Dua Lipa and Houdini on Spin 103. Good morning.
Morning.
Have you ever had an experience where you've had too much chocolate?
Yeah.
Have you?
I'm totally with you on that. I can always have too much chocolate.
You're not with me because I've never had that experience.
Oh, have you not?
No, I'm going to say that I feel like it's an impossible thing to experience.
No,
are you talking about eating too much chocolate or owning too much chocolate?
Just there being too much chocolate. Like, I'd never be like, oh my God, this is too much chocolate.
Oh, I feel like I've had too much chocolate before and I'm like, I know, you know when it's too much is when you need a drink of milk and I never drink milk.
Okay.
But it's like, oh God, I need that after that much chocolate.
Well, this Scottish island will be needing gallons of milk because they've got way too much chocolate over here. Okay, so this island is called Sanday Island. Sanday. I'm like, were they like, we can't call it Sandy. We'll just call it Sanday.
Like creating another day of the week. It should be between Sunday and Monday. Sanday.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
I like it. It's a tiny island, 50 kilometres squared in area. And for context, the whole area of Dublin County is 922 kilometres squared.
Okay, and this is what?
50.
Okay.
So it's teeny tiny. It looks gorgeous. Lovely white sandy beaches. Sanday beaches.
Sanday.
And there are 494 people living on this Scottish island.
Oh, very cool.
A couple of weeks ago, the owner of the only shop on Sanday made a big boo-boo. He thought he put an order in for 80 Easter eggs. But in actual fact, he put in an order for 80 cases of Easter eggs.
No!
Oh, Lord.
The man now has 720 Easter eggs in his shop. That's more Easter eggs than the people on this island.
No. Okay.
They're pretty much all Kit Kat and Smarties as well.
Gross!
Which are kind of like, I would say, the lowest tier.
Low tier.
One way to shift the eggs is he set up a raffle. He's charging £1 per ticket and the prize is 100 Easter eggs.
Love that.
And all the funds go to the RNLI. But I don't know what
he's... That's really nice because like he's still going to have a huge loss there, but it's very good.
Yeah,
he's
going to
eat the cost of 100 eggs.
To be honest, if I was the only shop on the island, the only place to come and get bread and milk, I'd probably be rolling in it as well.
Yeah,
that's fair. That's actually a really good point.
Do you want to get on the boat and cross over to the mainland to get your milk and eggs, or do you want to buy it here in your only shop?
Yeah. I also think, like, yes, Easter eggs are for a certain time, but if you're living on an island where there's only one shop, actually you'd be glad of an Easter egg in June.
You'll be pretty
bit
happy
of excitement.
I don't think they go out of date that quickly.
No, they usually last quite a while.
Leave until next Easter.
Yeah, honestly, they probably are still on date. I just think the concept of there being like more Easter eggs than people in certain places is quite funny.
It is exciting.
So I've done a bit of digging and it's quite hard to find these stats to find out what outnumbers people in other parts of the world.
Oh, please.
Okay, you might know this one already about New Zealand.
Oh, sheep.
Yes. So I knew this, that I think there were more sheep in New Zealand than people, but there's actually 5 sheep for every human in New Zealand.
That's interesting. That's
there are cool. 5 million people and 25 million sheep.
That's a lot of sheep.
And there's definitely not more sheep. I know you don't know the answer to this, but I'm just curious. I thought maybe I read one day that there was more sheep in the world than people.
That could also be true.
I wonder, or maybe that's cows. I'm not
sure. But I'm thinking even in Ireland, are there not like more cats than humans in Ireland?
Well, no.
In cats?
No, because then that would mean that every human had to have a cat.
But like, what do we have lots of strays of?
But there aren't like, when's the last time you saw like 20 cats roaming around the streets?
Okay, fair enough. So
it's more like farming stuff. So in Ireland, we have a population of 5 million people and we're outnumbered by cows.
So we do have more cows.
We have more cows here.
Cows. There are 7.4 million cows in Ireland.
That's so funny.
That's insane.
Which is mad because there's big parts of the country where there are no cows.
Yeah.
Like Dublin and cities.
I guess there's fields where there's a lot of cows.
That's insane.
Yeah, it is mad when you think about it.
You're kind of like, where are they?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
where are yous all gone?
That's mad.
It's only when I go home, like to family, that you're like, there's feckin' cows everywhere around this place.
Really?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Look out the window and there's just a cow looking at you down the field.
That's so cool.
Yeah, like you go for a walk in the country, you come across like
so
50
many cows
and maybe one lad.
Oh, yeah.
One farmer.
Not even the lads on the road. Just the cows.
In New York, this is not a nice one. Humans aren't quite outnumbered by rats, but there is a rat for every 3 people.
Oh, wow.
There's 3 million rats in New York.
God, that's too many rats.
Yeah.
But they're everywhere. I remember being in New York and looking at the subway and you're like, this is gross.
I tried to do a calculation of the grains of rice equivalent to the amount of people in China, which is like the biggest
grain
producer in the world or something, or a rice producer, and it actually was like, I couldn't even do the maths. It was like 1 to the power of like
a million,
100,000 grains. And then lastly, there are 20 quadrillion ants in the world.
20,
which means there are 2.5 million ants for every person.
Oh my god, now I'm happy with that one. I think ants are deadly.
I love when you're on your holidays lying out by the pool and you like drop a little bit of the end of a crisp for the ants and you see them all just coming out getting to work.
Yeah,
you're something class.
Did you ever hear the thing of like when there's like a load of ants or there's one ant, you should put a load of sugar down. And he'll go and tell his mates and then take the sugar away. And then him and all his mates come back and there's no sugar there.
The whole troops come out to get the crisp and carry it back.
They're so funny when they pop along. But I'd have to read out this text from Alex that just came in. She's a very clever lady. She says, there's no more nipples than people in the world.
This is very true.
How weird to think that there's
more nipples, there's more eyes,
nipples.
There's more teeth, there's more ears.
Yeah,
this
more
is weird.
Toes.
Oh, I don't like that.
Plenty of tunes around as well. What's the average amount of music songs in the world?
Music songs?
Music songs. I'm having a great one.
Well, that's less.
This is new from John Gibbons. It's called Lie to Me. I think I need a
break. Don't it spins fully charged, recharged.
It's the weekend and Sacrifice on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Coming up on 7:25. Good morning.
Good morning. I was in the shop yesterday getting a lunch and getting a roll and it was really, really good. And then I was paying for it and right beside is a big fridge with like 100 energy drinks. And I was like, I love energy drinks. They all kind of taste the same.
Mm.
But ones I'd never seen before in my entire life. So welcome to a game that I'm calling... Which one is the energy drink and which one isn't the energy drink?
Can I ask before we play the game? Because I just want to make sure that I'm like, have all the information I need to ace this quiz.
Yes.
Is this a new brand of energy drinks?
They're kind of old, new brands and old brands. I took a picture of all of the energy drinks in the fridge and I thought, this will be funny. They're never going to believe some of these are real.
Say the name of the game again because it's so catchy.
Is this a real energy drink or is this a fake energy drink?
Very good.
Wow.
Or it's which one is the real energy drink?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you two options, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to tell me which one you think is the energy drink. There's an energy drink called 3D and there's an energy drink called 8D. Which one is real? Which one's fake?
8D, 3D. 3D sounds like someone who's trying to be really... They're both kind of trying to be a bit pretentious, aren't they? And I think both of them are energy drinks.
I think 8D, because it's like, energy! It's more than 3D! It's more than 4! It's 8!
Yeah.
It is actually 3D.
Oh, damn it.
And that is what it looks like behind you.
Interesting.
Oh, they're new.
A lot of colours going on there.
Are they trying to be the new Prime?
I wondered that as well.
Yeah,
but they're
not given Prime.
They're
vibes.
Very...
Just to explain to you, they're like cans and they're very vivid, bright colours, oranges and red.
And they're giant. They're like the size of Monster cans as well.
Okay.
They're huge. Celestial or Calypso?
Oh, Calypso's like the ice cream.
Like, yeah, like a Calippo. Oof, they're both nice names. I think maybe Celestial's real.
You think Celestial is real?
I don't know.
Calypso is the real one.
Oh my God, Calypso looks like you're on holidays in Hawaii.
It does. I've tasted this. It is not great.
Do you ever, really? Do you know when you're in Spain?
It's just real sweet, like, do you know what I mean?
You get a Zumo de Naranja.
Yeah,
What's that?
Orange juice. Like a really nice fizzy orange juice when you're on your holidays in Spain or something by the beach. That's what they give me the vibe of.
So we're wrong on both sides so far.
Cool, we've got really bad at is this an energy drink or is it not an energy drink?
Damn, you are.
I'm not going to sleep tonight stressing about this.
You have an energy drink, you definitely won't. Rockstar Recovery or Cred?
What?
Rockstar Recovery or I gotta be Cred.
I think you made up Rockstar Recovery.
Rockstar Recovery!
No! Oh my god,
Cred is something from South Park that they were making fun of Prime and they were like, buy Cred.
It is
completely fake.
They say they have electrolytes in it.
Yeah, and taurine.
For taste.
Yeah, there you go.
It looks like tires of a car as the branding.
Let's keep it going. Let's see if you can guess the next one. Zucker Buzz or Marvel Hero Hydration?
Stop!
How are they getting away with either of those?
Zucker Buzz or Marvel Hero Hydration?
Because I heard the second one, I think the first one's legit.
I actually think Marvel Hero Hydration could be real.
Okay,
what are we going for?
I'll go with Ashley.
Marvel Hero Hydration. This was something I could buy yesterday. I didn't and I don't know why. Then we go for a Chupa Chup Sour Sparkling or Haribo Huckleberry Hydrate.
There's no way Huckleberry is a real one.
You're dead right. It's Chupa Chupa Sour Sparkling.
Oh my God, yum.
Oh, wow.
Gimme.
Bang Energy or Crash Energy?
Sorry, you're moving on too fast from the excitement of the Chupa Chup drink revelation.
Bang or Crash? I'm going to say, Bang Energy maybe? Because Crash sounds like the Crash
Bang after. Energy.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at the amount of flavours on that thing. I'm counting at least 16 flavours there.
Rainbow Unicorn.
What the hell? Delish Strawberry Kiss.
Delish. Whole lot of chocolata.
Nice.
I've got two more for you. Fear Fruit Punch or SOS Hangover Drink?
Oh, it's got to be the first one. I don't think they'd put hangover on a drink, would they?
SOS Hangover Drink.
No way.
That's amazing.
Liver Helpers.
That is something I could buy yesterday in the shop.
And
I feel like you've just been to America.
I know. Yeah, it was a bizarre shop.
Liver Helpers.
And then the last one. Lynx Africa Hydrate.
No.
Or Duracell Energy Drink.
Gotta be Duracell.
Duracell for sure.
In Bratislava, they sell a drink called Duracell Energy Drink.
Oh my God. It looks like a battery.
The can is like
a Duracell battery.
A Duracell battery. That's
very
hilarious.
Cool. So I hope you enjoyed the very first round of is it a energy drink or is it not an energy drink?
Do you think there'll be more rounds?
No.
No. Okay. Where is that shop?
It's on Richmond Street.
Okay.
It's the Spar on Richmond Street. They sell like every energy drink.
Can't go wrong with a Coke Zero. Like, what's going on? You know. Here is Justin Timberlake on Spin 103 this morning. Coming up on 7:30. This is called Selfish.
Spin's Fully Charged.
Justin Timberlake's Selfish on Spin now.
Giddy up. Giddy up.
Come on. Student Race Day. Spin Student Race Day is back and it won't be long coming around. It's happening on Wednesday, the 10th of April at Leopardstown Racecourse and we would like you to win some tickets.
It is a guaranteed sellout every single year. I already have people in my DMs looking for tickets. I'm like, I can't sort you out.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I can't sort you out, but Spin 103.8. Can,
yes.
Especially on Instagram.
This is the one way for you to win your tickets on us. You can, of course, buy them still on leopardstown.com, but you can head over to our Insta stories now at official spin 1038. Dave is on there talking about race day.
I am, yeah, and all you have to do is click a little horse and then you'll see a load of multiple other horses all over the screen. Click that and you're into the competition.
But you got to be a student. Click a little horse.
You got to be a student. Don't be a weirdo and be going and not being a student.
Yeah, that is strange. Emma and I went down last year to record a few videos and we felt weird.
Yeah, it's not. You're not students.
No.
I had no business being there. Really. No. I'm not 19. However, it looked like the crack and we weren't being weird. We were just there for an hour to say hello and then we left again.
Exactly, but it was hopping, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great crack. Listen, everyone needs to get their outfit sorted. We only have a few weeks to go, so head to our Instagram at official spin 103 for your chance to win tickets this morning, and we will announce our winner before 10. Zara Larsson and David Guetta, On My Love on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I can't believe I'm bringing this to you, but I have really exciting book news on the show this morning.
We haven't had book news in a while.
No, we used to talk about the libraries all the time.
Good morning, Dublin Libraries. I wonder, are they still listening to us?
Jacqueline Wilson. What can you say about the author Jacqueline Wilson?
Queen.
She was a huge staple of certainly my pre-teens.
For sure, yeah.
She is an author who, instead of the usual kind of childhood, she kind of broke all the rules of what a typical book aimed at a child was. You know, it was normally all fluffy and fantasy, whereas I think based on her own experience as a child, she delved into kind of dark topics. A lot of the times, even though it's written in a really lovely, the narration's so nice and kind and you're like hooked despite it being maybe dark circumstances, such as for a 10-year-old reading about divorce.
Grief.
Twins being separated, parents having some mental issues.
Yeah, like Tracy Beaker in foster care.
Yeah, a lot of that kind of
stuff. Was there anything else that I'd know that she wrote by Tracy Beaker?
You know Tracy Beaker?
I loved Tracy Beaker. I never read them. I watched the TV show.
The Illustrated Mum was one of my favourites. Double Act, that was about the twins who were separated. Best Friends, there was Vicky Angel.
Vicky Angel, that was a big one.
I've never heard of these. These are gas.
It's about a girl in school who got knocked down. Like, it's horrendous.
Right. Yeah.
The Dare Game, that was a Tracy Beaker story. And then there was another one, and it speaks for itself. It was called Dustbin Baby.
You really can't, like, you couldn't do that these days, I don't think. Like, I feel like we were a little bit less mollycoddled than, like, I suppose. I sound really old saying that.
I think she was really ahead of her time.
I just feel like you couldn't do that today. Like.
I think you could. I think you absolutely could.
Do you think, yeah?
But she was unique in her writing in the sense that you'd never necessarily, like, isn't you going to have a chat with your parents about things that maybe you wouldn't?
Yeah, they weren't scary or anything, no. But they were very real.
Yeah, and that's why you kind of felt like a bit grown up, you know, at the time. And you felt like these characters were your best friends. Anyway, massive news. It's been a long time since Jacqueline Wilson put pen to paper and wrote a book aimed at these preteens, kind of. But there's one series of books she wrote way back when called Girls. And there was three books in this trilogy, I guess. Girls in Love, Girls Under Pressure, Girls Out Late. I apologise, four. And Girls in Tears. And they were initially released between 1997 and 2002. And the big news this week is she's back. She's been asked so many times what happened to the characters and girls on the street, etc. And now she's going to write a follow-up about their lives now, all these years later. And this time, the book will be aimed at adults. Okay?
Right, okay. So kind of like for the old fans.
Exactly. So here's what she said about it.
Still today, young women come up to me in the street to tell me how much those books meant to them. And they often ask me what happened to these characters.
Like back in the original days, there was Ellie in the book, there was Lottie and her best friend Magda, and now they're older and they're realising that being an adult kind of sucks and is kind of a lot of pressure, etc. That's kind of all we know so far. It's out in September, but it just got me thinking, oh my god, yes, Jacqueline Wilson, thank you for like finishing the story, because it's not often you hear that when there's like something that you were obsessed with as a child and you actually get to find out what happened.
Yeah, I wonder, has she thought about this for years, or did she knew what it was going to be like?
Yes.
So I want you both to have a think about this. What did you just love and get so sucked into when you were a child or a teenager that you would just love to know now where these characters are at?
Oh yeah, I've
interesting.
Got that. I know exactly.
Have a think too. 087-711-1038. In the meantime, Benson Boone and Beautiful Things on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling coming up on 10 to 8.
For a while that it was rough.
Spin's fully charged.
Things that I've got.
It's Benson Boone's Beautiful Things here on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Book news this morning. If you grew up reading Jacqueline Wilson books, she's decided to come back and revisit her books, the Girls series, which included Girls in Love, Girls Under Pressure, Girls Out Late and Girls in Tears. The last book was released in 2002 and she's been inundated with fans saying, come on, tell us what happened to these characters. So she's doing a follow-up. It'll be out later in the year and it's aimed at adults. So we were just saying on the show this morning, there's so many characters that we loved so much when we were growing up and we've no idea what's happening with them now. and we'd love to. I was, as again, in around that age, maybe slightly younger than preteen, obsessed with Braceface.
Oh. My life is complicated, boyfriend. Don't wanna talk about it. I'll work it out in the end.
You've just unlocked a memory for me, Emma
what
Nolan.
What the hell was Braceface?
Do you remember the character's name?
No.
Sharon.
Was it?
Sharon was her name.
No yeah. way.
And it was essentially just the trials and tribulation of her life as a little young teenager, and she had braces. That was it. So I have questions about Sharon because it was a long time ago now, and she had this little crush on this guy called Alden, and this was from the final scene of Brace Face that aired so long ago, and I still have so many questions.
I couldn't tell you before, but you look really good in my sweater.
Thanks. And for the record, I still think it smells great.
Right, okay.
Do you
want
to know if they're still together?
I'd like to know what happened. Does she still have the jumper, and what's the crack with the braces? Do they eventually come off? Because like most kids wear them for a year or two. She had them on for years.
for years, the whole series.
I can't believe her name was Sharon.
I know, it's
That's
so funny.
Bizarre, but I love Brace Face. I always wanted to know what happened to the kids of Recess.
Yeah.
I feel like TJ Detweiler definitely peaked. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
he'd be probably running for president.
Yeah, I wonder. Or did he just peak and now he's just like working?
Oh, do you think?
A lot of those kids, if they're that popular in primary school, they peak.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But then I was also like, is Vince a basketballer? Is Gretchen working in NASA? Mikey, is he an opera singer?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Mikey.
Spinelli, is there a kickball champion in the world?
So many
I hope
questions.
It's her. Gus, is he in the army? Randall's definitely a guard, I'd say.
I always felt like the biggest cliffhanger of all was that song, "There was no lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die." Did she die or not? It never tells you.
What show was this?
It's just a little nursery rhyme.
Oh! Oh, so you'd like a revisit of a nursery rhyme?
Please, if you could.
Well, who puts pen to paper in nursery rhymes? Has anyone ever credited them?
You do that now.
I'll come up with it.
You do that.
Yes, she died. Dead on the table.
Ah, scream out there, kids.
Very sad.
Casa Ray and D-Block Europe, now at Spin. This is called... No,
it's the way that I wake up day to day.
Spin's Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello, it's 3 minutes after eight on Tuesday, the 26th of March. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling here at Spin. What's going on?
Good morning. I was telling you about that. I was going to get a roll yesterday for lunch and I stopped off in Richmond Street Spar. And so it's the best place to get a roll, in my opinion. Right.
Cool.
And we were talking about like the fact that like there was so many energy drinks and things like that. But I want to talk specifically about the people who work in the deli, because they are doing God's work. Especially one girl. She's like the head girl in the deli, right?
How do you know she's the head? Is she just kind of a bit more authority than the rest?
She's a bit more, kind of like managerial or something like that. But there's obviously someone quite new-ish working there. Like I go in there quite a lot to get my roles. So I've seen her working there for the last couple of months, but she's obviously not as, you know, fast as the other girl, the managerial girl. The managerial girl had 3 roles made in the time the other girl had 1 role made.
Wow.
And I was like, I was in the queue and I was like, now, mathematically, where am I going to be? Am I going to get her or am I going to get her? Because I want to be, you know, in and out as quick as possible. And the best thing in the entire world when she says to me, "Next, please," I'm like, yes! Let's go.
Is she rushing those roles though?
Yeah,
is she
a little bit of TLC
into the role?
I think maybe she is, but also at the same time, you can't really go wrong with just lash a bit of ketchup on sausages and a hash brown.
It depends. I think it depends on what you're getting. I sometimes appreciate when someone takes their sweet ass time to make that role.
Do you?
And do you know what I witnessed in a deli recently?
Go on.
A row.
Did you?
Between 2 deli workers.
Between two workers.
So essentially, there was the head girl. You could see that she was the boss. And you know those chopping boards that they use? So they were very busy now. There was quite the queue going on. And say, head girl, let's call her Lisa.
Right.
And the other girl, let's call her
Jane.
So Lisa's the boss and Lisa cleared her chopping board into the bin, you know.
Scraped it
all in. Job done.
Pro.
Turned around, went back to get a roll. But in the meantime, Jane had taken the next customer and used Lisa's clean chopping board.
Oh, no.
And Lisa wasn't having it. She turned to Jane and said, "I'm just saying this now because this has happened a few times. I've cleaned that off.
Oh!
So I'm to use that when you'll have to start cleaning off your own, okay? Next, please."
Oh, my God, Lisa.
And my heart broke into smithereens for Jane. It was like, you know, when you get called out publicly by your mom.
Like scalded by the teacher or something.
In front of everyone in the queue.
And Jane just had to said, "What would you like in the next one?" Oh. Using Lisa's chopping board.
Oh, God.
I'm about to get sick.
It was terrible. I actually wanted to leave. I just got a jamb on. I didn't want the role. I was like, I don't even want to be a part of the chopping board scenario.
You don't need to do anything. Don't worry.
We have the golden ticket coming up next here at Spin.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
We are dying to give you a holiday. You deserve it. It's been a long winter. We want to send you to Corfu, all with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
20 degrees Corfu, by the way.
That is, I think, the sweet spot.
It is gorgeous.
Like 20
isn't it?
To 24.
20 to 22, I was thinking.
Oh, yeah. Just lovely.
Oh, stunning. Stunning.
I had a conversation with my friend the other day. I was like, if you had to live in one temperature forever, what would it be?
I think 22.
I'm thinking 18, maybe. 18? Forever. Like, sometimes you wouldn't mind being a little bit chillier.
For bedtime.
Yeah. I'd say 22 if there was every now and again a little bit of a breeze.
And do you know what? 22 is quite, like, 22 in Ireland is quite hot. I think.
It's ridiculous.
God, yeah, it's unreal.
Yeah. Rachel is on to give it a go this morning. What are you up to this morning?
I'm literally just making coffee right now.
I'm making a coffee. Oh, what kind of a coffee is it?
Just an Americano.
Are you at home or at work?
Yeah, no, I'm at home. I don't work on Tuesdays, so...
You don't work on Tuesdays? Oh, random.
I want that deal. How do you get that deal?
That's kind of nice.
How come you don't work on Tuesdays?
It's just the way the schedule works, so we have set days and Tuesday is my day off.
Nice. And what do you do, Rachel?
I'm a dental nurse.
Ooh, very nice. Very good.
A dental nurse drinking a coffee. Do you drink it through a straw?
I take no sugar.
No sugar, right. We won't tell your bosses.
My niece had a visit in her play school from a dentist last week and they learned thumbs up or thumbs down for food. So it's everything you eat at the moment. She's like, that's a thumbs down.
Really? Is it like sugar and stuff?
Yeah, anything with sugar, like even a coffee. She'd be like, daddy, that's a thumbs down.
That's very funny.
Rachel, do you actually floss? Be honest now.
I'm not great at it, but I do.
Okay. Oh, that's a once a week job if ever I heard it.
Oh,
any holidays planned for the year, Rachel?
So I don't have anything planned now. I'm hoping to win a holiday today. So.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And do you know you're big into your tunes? Do you have the radio
kind
on at work?
Kind of. Sometimes when I hear you on the radio on the way to work, I can guess the songs, but I'm guessing it's different.
When you're actually on the air.
We wish you the best of luck. Lots of deep breaths. You got this. You work in a high-pressure environment. This should be a breeze
Let's do it, Rachel. This is Emma David Ashling's Golden Ticket. You've heard this game before, obviously. You guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds and you win the ultimate break in Corfu. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final tune. But if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get a correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Rachel?
Okay, yeah.
Happy days. You sound a bit nervous, Rachel. Are you okay?
I am.
Deep breaths in. There's nothing to be nervous about. Let's go. Okay. Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Dalek in Meath.
Oh, very nice. They have a lovely restaurant out there called...
The Tribe Restaurant.
There we go. Lovely. Right, Rachel in Dalek, 25 seconds on the clock and song one. Playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
We Found Love, Rihanna.
Yeah,
stop the clock.
Nicely done. All right, Calvin Harris and Rihanna, We Found Love. You got that in three seconds. So we have 22 seconds left and four songs to go. You have your swap as well.
Let's go for song two. Rachel plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I said what I said. I'd rather be
famous instead. Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red.
Stop the clock.
Nice. Okay, Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red. Yeah, I feel like that came to you in a hot flash.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Okay.
Your mind goes like flying.
I know. Rachel, breathe. No one's spitting at you now. You're fine.
Okay. Yeah.
You still have your swap as well, and we have 15 seconds left with three songs to go.
That's the perfect amount of time on average. Let's go for song three. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. For a while there, it was rough, but lately
I've been doing better. Oh, God.
You have your swap.
Swap it out.
That was Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. We actually played it not so long ago on the show. That's okay. It's quite new. So we've swapped it out. We're back to 15 seconds and we have three songs to go.
Let's go for a brand new song three. Rachel, deep breath in. No need to worry. And we'll play. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. So much better with
everything. I adore you.
Yeah.
Artists. I
bore you. Try it again.
Yes.
Stop the clock.
Nice. Okay, we're on to song four.
It's been
a while, Rachel. Fred again. We have 6.6 seconds left. All right, so we're gonna have to be so fast.
Yeah.
I think with this song four, I think you could be all right. Just spit it out as quick as you can. No pun intended. As a dental nurse.
Let's go for song four. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Doing just fine now. It's over.
Becky Hill. Do you know the song?
Oh, yeah, Remember.
Oh,
great.
But you didn't remember.
Oh,
no, I know, but
I know.
It's like my throat was dry.
Oh, God.
No, the throat was dry.
I've never heard that as an excuse, to be fair.
That's terrible.
Rachel, I'm so sorry, but at least you're a dental nurse. I'm sure you know how to fix a dry throat.
Oh, it's fine.
Oh, sorry,
okay,
Rachel.
Thanks,
you did very well.
You're okay.
What See you, Rachel.
Player.
Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for
you
playing.
You too. Thanks so much. Bye.
All right, we rock on tomorrow. 087 711 1038 is the number. Throw us over the word golden and you could be winning this trip to Corfu tomorrow with a bit of luck.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Good morning. I have a weird question for you this morning. 087 711 1038. Voice notes are so welcome on this. What did you do for money when you were younger? This could have been like a job you did around the house. It could have been something weird, or it could have been a little bit dodgy.
Ooh.
Like I did. I was thinking about this the other day because nearly half of me, and I haven't seen something like this in a long, long time. But I went to pay for parking and something happened where I was like, huh, I used to do that. When I was a kid, and I don't condone this whatsoever. I'm just saying when I was a little kid,
you threw in little there just really young.
I used to put tissue up the top of the little car parking thing. So whenever you go to get your change,
it
falls into the tissue. So, and people be like, oh, my change didn't come out. And I'm like, yeah, that's because my tissue's up there collecting your change. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? You know the little flap where you get change from?
Yeah.
I used to put my little hand in there. This is how small I was. I was a tiny little kid. And I'd put the tissue up and the coins would obviously fall. It'd be like 20 cent, 30 cent. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Change. Like, I'd literally use it to go and buy a wham bar. But then the person would come out and they'd be like, they pay for the parking. They'd be like, oh, where's my change or whatever? Didn't come through. Oh, well, it's only 20 cent. And off they'd go and they pay for the parking and off they go. And I'd come around the corner and I'd take the tissue out and the coins would come and fall down into the machine.
Jackpot, 15 cents.
Yes, don't condone it at all. But this was a stupid way that
How
I used to make money.
How did your little brain even work? Who told you to do that now?
Where did you see that?
I don't know. I just remember seeing, I was like, why isn't something using someone to catch the money so it doesn't come out? Do you know what I mean?
That should be added to the piracy ads where it's like, you wouldn't steal a car. You wouldn't put a tissue in the deposit box of a parking meter.
But I'm curious, what did you do for money when you were younger? Like when I was in school, I used to be like, I used to have a friend who would be like, do you have 20 cent? So I can literally, my whole life surrounded by wham bars.
Mm.
So I was just like, do you have 20 cent for a wham bar? And he'd make me do like silly stuff. Like he'd be like, all right, but he has to hold you upside down. And I'd be like, okay, no problem. And then like this big fella Gary would come up and be like, and he'd just hold you upside down and he'd give you 20 cent after. I didn't have a lot of money when I was a kid.
You were a clown.
I was a clown. I was a class clown for
wham bars.
Yeah, pretty much. But I'm curious, there has to be certain little things that you did for money. It doesn't have to be as, you know, embarrassing as my stuff.
Oh yeah, like household jobs. Like sometimes it felt a little bit like exploitation.
It did feel a little bit like that.
Do you remember the classics? If you run down there and back in 25 seconds to get me this, I'll give you a euro. That kind of stuff would make you a few bucks.
A euro wouldn't have... ever
That's
had
pretty good
but 20 cents but I remember there was a kid in my class who used to get paid by another kid in the class to go around the classroom on his like hands and knees to see how far he could get up the classroom and then back without the teacher noticing, and every time he'd go further he'd give him like 20 cents. It was like paying for entertainment.
Yeah, fair. You're supporting the arts.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm curious, what did you do for money when you were younger? The weird things, the odd things, maybe the jobs around the house. 087 711 1038. Voice notes are welcome. Maybe you're as dodgy as mine.
Maybe not so elite as me. You'll get this thing
that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged. Recharged.
Kira was on this.
When I was younger, me and my friends, we used to wait outside Tesco, and then if anyone needed a trolley put back with them, we used to put a bag full of them and keep the euro.
Yes.
And then when we had enough, we'd go to Burger King and get ice cream.
Genius.
I did the same thing.
Great.
I did the same thing. It was like, I'll bring that trolley back for you. And they'd be like, oh, thank you so much. Like, no bother. And I'd be like, sucker, I'm getting your euro.
Until it's a trolley token, you're like,
damn it.
087 711 1038. What did you do for money when you were younger? As in, like, underage, and if it was a bit dodgy.
Yeah, please let us know.
You can't be sent off to a detention centre because you were too young to go.
But if you wish, we can't keep you anonymous. Say if you're a guard now, that's fine.
Yeah.
Get your voice notes in. Jess, what did you do for money when you were little?
So I used to go around the phone boxes and I used to put my hand in the little flapper to change it, come out, and I used to make a few pounds off of that.
Nice.
Just checking if they were, if there was anything left behind.
Yeah, and I know most of the time, 9 out of 10, I'd guess something was great.
Fair play.
See, I would recommend you put tissue up there. And you always want to
try that one next.
I still do that with the toll, because most people don't take their change from the toll, and I've gotten full euros from the toll.
No way.
Change thing, yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, sorry, when you stop.
Yeah, okay. I open the door. Have a little
scoop.
Have a little scoop.
I love that.
That's a good idea, because that's kind of a high pressure situation. People are just like, keep going, whatever. If there's loads of cars behind you,
that's genius. Would recommend.
It's shame now without the amount of phone boxes around, Jess. Are you kind of stuck for a few quid since they're gone?
Yeah, I only realised the other day. You said that to my girlfriend. I was like, are they gone now? I was raging.
I'm bleeding skin.
I'll be down the toll bridge now.
Yeah, exactly. The East Link is going to get it.
Someone is on the toll bridge right now scooping it. Ah, there's Jess.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jess. Bad. Talk to you later.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
The main kind of job we did in my house was called the socks and pants. Did anybody else have
socks
that?
Socks and pants.
And it was where you'd get all the socks and knickers out of the hot press, and you'd have to put them into each person's and match up all the socks. Got €2 for that one. It was a big, big wash.
€2?
Yeah, the socks and pants. That was a big
God,
one.
God, would have loved to grow up in your house.
I'd be like, Mom, any socks and pants going? I'd find a few jellies. But my brother was the most ingenious in the house at, like, trying to make money. I remember one time he set up and he went busking outside our house in the estate, but sure, he couldn't play anything. And then he also held a car boot sale on the path outside our house in
I
the
did
estate.
That too, yeah.
And half the stuff was mine without consent, being sold to the neighbours. Had to go back around the house.
This is Aisling's bed. This is her car.
Yeah. She doesn't need it.
Yeah.
Linda, what did you do for money when you were little?
When I was a kid, my granddad got a load of bales of toilet roll. He was working on a job that was closed down. I gave them all to my mum, and me and my friend went and robbed them all and sold them to the neighbours. Yeah.
How much for a roll of toilet roll, Linda?
5p for one, or five for 20. What? 20 pence.
That's pretty good value, like.
Very good.
You'd avail of that now if you were a neighbour. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Oh. Yeah, hustling when I was like 9.
Linda, these days I'd absolutely love to see you come with all that toilet roll for 20
Honestly,
cents.
Honestly,
love it. You'd be delighted. We put them in our trolley and brought them around to the neighbours. Yeah. So you went mental.
A real hustler, Linda. I love that.
And I presume your granddad wasn't too happy with you, was he?
He was delighted. He thought it was genius.
Please tell me you're working for like Salesforce or something now, Linda.
I wish. Yeah, no, I'm in a hotel.
Good. Very nice.
Cheers, Linda. Thanks for that.
Yeah, no problem. Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
I'm loving this so much. What are what did you do for money when you were younger? 087-711-103. Voice notes are welcome on this.
Cheers, Therese.
When I was young, we used to do the good old rooting down the side of the chairs and couches for a few pennies. And the odd time you might get some, sometimes you wouldn't, you might just get a few crumbs. But you go to your friends' houses or your relatives when you're visiting, and you'd be kind of sneaking the hand down the side of the chair to see if there was any pennies in that. And the odd time you might collect a few. You'd never get much, but it might get you a Dan bar or something in the shop.
We used to take it so seriously. There was an apple tree in our garden, and this was like in the like early noughties. And we used to go out into the road and sell cooking apples.
Seriously?
And we'd set up a little table and a sign, and people would genuinely stop and buy a bag of apples from us. It was great.
That's how much were you charging?
Legit, like business.
Yeah. Yeah, how much were you charging?
Oh, honestly, I can't remember. Were we even we were probably in the pounds then, were we?
In the noughties, no.
In the noughties, we weren't. We
started Euro at the very start.
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay, yeah. But anyway, I can't remember exactly. But yeah, good hustle.
Good hustle.
Becca was on.
In Drogheda, there's a Bookies right beside a sweet shop. But in between both shops, there's a bench. So me and two of my friends used to sit on the bench waiting for the men to go collect their winnings. And they used to hand us like 2-3 euro or a 5 euro note, and we just go straight into the
sweet
shop and spend it all.
Oh my god, why the hell? No one told me about this bench in Drogheda. I want to go there now.
Danny's standing by. Danny, what did you do for money when you were a kid?
I used to cut my grandfather's ear hair for
20p. Wow.
Ear hair?
Ear hair, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said beard hair.
So did I.
Ear hair is so much worse.
Oh my god, you should have been paid about 20 quid for that.
It got very low at one stage, you know?
Yeah.
For 20p, you cut somebody's ear hair.
Wow, and he never...
He asked me once to cut his nose hair, and he drew the line under that. It wasn't worth the extra.
I was going to say, with ears comes nose. Was there any nose stuff in there as well, but a few schnots up
there? Oh god, gross.
I didn't do that.
I can't do that. Yeah, good job on drawing the line there.
You know what, we do complain exactly. that adulting is hard, but that's tough.
That is
tough labour.
What are you supposed to do?
My daughter still does what you do. My daughter actually does grab busking outside the house.
Does
we
she?
Live in the middle of Kildare, and she still does. And she makes a few quid. God love her, but you know she's a trooper with the old sound. But yeah, she loves it.
I thought it was
going to be the neighbours paying her to stop.
I was going to say as well, kudos to your granddad for like asking for help. You know, sometimes at that age you wouldn't ask. Yeah. You just have hair going out of your ears, like fair play. Thanks for that, Danny.
Yeah. All right, no problem.
Talk to you later. I do remember as well having to do a full valet on like my mum's car for a fiver.
And a valet fiver?
Charges about 100 quid. Child labour. Scammer. What did you do for money as a kid? Any final thoughts? We'd love to hear from you on the show this morning. 087 711 1038.
These are absolutely brilliant. We did say we could keep you anonymous if they were slightly dodgy, and we have got an anonymous message.
Oh, I love a dodgy anonymous message.
So good. This person says, I went around the estate with my friends and a sponsorship card for sponsored walk.
No.
Tried to keep the money, but my mom caught me and made me go donate it to the church as punishment. And she said, me and my siblings would also dip the hand into the troker box for money for the ice cream man. That is a sin. That is one of the greatest sins an Irish child could
Wow. The temptation though when you're literally that small looking up at the troker box.
Yeah,
sometimes the troker box would be bursting at the seams. Yeah. You'd be like, they're grand. Of course, we do not condone dipping the hand into any charity fund.
Absolutely
ever,
not.
Never, never.
And that was the last time you ever heard of Aisling Bonner.
Just a joke.
Emily.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up, rise and shine.
Hello. How are you? 2 minutes after nine this Tuesday. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spins.
Good morning.
I'm kind of annoyed at two of my friends. And it's not good.
I hope it's not Emma and Dave.
No, never, guys. But it's not good because I'm about to go spend like 12 days with them on holidays. So I'm going on holidays to Vietnam on Thursday. Yeah. Can't wait. Very excited.
You'll be back for the show on Friday though, right?
Yeah, 100%. I would never let you down. And a couple of my friends have already gone over. So there's three of them there already.
Yeah.
And one of them was texting me and she was like, Ash, what the hell? She was like, the other two girls have arrived with full brand new wardrobes. And I'm annoyed. Cheesed off. I feel like that's a betrayal of the group.
Mm. Why? Why?
We never agreed that we would be buying all brand new wardrobes for this trip. We agreed this was backpacker vibes. I was thinking gym shorts and runners for a lot of the time.
Oh, sorry. It doesn't matter that it's new. It's that it's very glam.
But I don't want to be seeing everybody in their new bits. I'm wearing my same clothes that I've worn on every summer holiday for the past like 4 years.
Right.
And they're there in their new fineries and now I feel like I have to go out and buy all new stuff and it's just a betrayal of the group.
You're wearing your mum's hand-me-downs.
Yeah, literally. Everything I have has holes in it.
Do you know what? I swear to God, this sounds like such a weird thing to say and I was literally like, no, sure, you showed me a top. You ordered a top for this trip.
I ordered one top. Okay.
You showed me a top that you ordered online for this trip. And also, I'm going through summer stuff at the moment, putting it all away after being away myself. And I was like, I wonder would Ash like any of these bits for her holiday to Vietnam?
Yeah, give it all to me now.
Grant,
I feel
need
like
it.
Me and you dress quite similarly. I'll lend you a few bits if you want.
David, give me a few 30 degree hoodies.
I understand what you mean. If you had the conversation being like, look, we're going to just keep our money and just go really casual on this. And then someone goes off and buys all of Zara. You're a bit like, ah, come on.
I don't mind
like
one or two nice new tops, but come on, like they've new bikinis and everything.
Can I come?
You're not a girl, but this is anti-girl code.
Right, okay. Yeah, we wouldn't even talk about this.
I feel like they needed to give a warning.
Girl code would also be if you're texting your friends on a Friday night, what are you planning on wearing tonight? I'm thinking like runners and jeans.
I love the way you know that.
Whereas then she shows up in a little mini skirt and heels. You're there and you're... If that happened, you'd be a bit hard done by.
Okay.
Yeah.
These girls have a lot to learn.
Ash, save your money and I'll sort you out with
all
my bits because I was the Egypt who bought loads of new bits when I was going away a few weeks ago. So there you go.
Happy days.
We're laughing. It's 9:05. All the problems are sorted. You're on spin. big show yesterday, guys, wasn't it?
It really was.
It was a pretty big show because...
I was telling everyone about the show yesterday. I was going, you'll never believe what we're doing on the show.
Yeah, me too. I'm very excited.
Many years ago, for some reason, Simon Harris followed me on Instagram. And last week, I was with my housemate, Emer, making a cup of tea, and she said, isn't it so funny that the next Taoiseach follows you on Instagram? And I was like, yeah, that is quite funny. Mentioned it to Dave and Aisling yesterday on air, they nearly lost their marbles.
They really did.
With the excitement on this. And I was thinking that we, as a collective, me, Dave, Aisling, Callum, you listening, could try and use this to our advantage. You know, in time, if I share a story and drop in hints about things we want as a country.
Yes.
You just never know how I might hashtag influence the Taoiseach.
Yeah, we've got a direct line to the
Emma
Taoiseach.
Nolan's the woman on the inside.
Who knows? So yesterday we decided, right, the first thing we got to do is kind of hook him in, you know, set up a little hashtag thirst trap.
Yes.
Not in a sexy way. Instead, I asked Dave and Aisling for suggestions on what might grab his attention as a story viewer and might encourage him to send me a DM. Mm.
We were thinking that because he's quite busy at the moment, he's probably quite stressed, that he needs to de-stress.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? By maybe attending a fun event.
Yeah.
So we got Emma to put up on her story just a black image and on text, holding the biggest game of Simon Says in Dublin, who wants to host? And we thought it would be a nice way of him being like, I'll do that. That sounds like a bit of crack.
God, that's my name.
My Instagram's gone a bit wacky. I have had some requests or messages from friends kind of wondering what's going on. Is everything okay? I've also had DMs from lots of Simons who follow me thinking this is great.
Oh, no.
But I do have an update. So that is just about to expire, almost 24 hours on my Instagram story.
Oh, God.
Did I get the DM from Simon Harris?
On day one.
I can exclusively reveal.
I'm actually shaking. We genuinely, I swear on my life.
Don't tell us until we're on.
We have no idea, so tell us.
I went to Rathmines after work.
Stop.
I sat in a cafe and I time and time and time again kept refreshing who viewed my story. Because I wanted to catch him if he had done,
yes,
you know, before it got too hard to see.
On the hop.
I can exclusively reveal that Simon Harris viewed my story.
I will take that for now.
He viewed it.
For now, I can tell you.
That's so weird.
That Simon Harris saw my Instagram story yesterday.
Oh my God, he's a proper follower.
Yeah, he is.
You're coming up at the top.
I'm going to send this proof to you guys now. God, it was such an effort going through stories, but I was like, I really want to catch it when it's happening rather than, you know what I mean, having to do it later.
Yeah.
It was a full day's work, but by about...
No way!
Yesterday afternoon, I had the view from Simon Harris. So he didn't bite. He didn't DM me. Again, the question yesterday was, looking to put on the biggest game of Simon Says in Dublin, any Simons want to host? So now we need to up the ante, guys. We need to get the DM from the team.
Oh, it's so good in writing.
What do we need to do today on this Instagram story? I'm at Emma_Nolan if you want to watch the madness unfold.
Okay, I think we had a few different options yesterday. There was a couple of like Fine Gael themed ones. I suggested maybe you go on video and ask. So guys, let's settle it once and for all. Is it pronounced Fine Gael or Fine Gael? I think that would hook him in, but it may be too early to use that.
It might be a little bit too early. I was thinking of like, how do you pronounce Taoiseach? Or how do you spell Taoiseach?
Yeah,
and spell it like T-E-E and then shock.
Yeah.
Because I think that could really get his back up.
But I think
so annoying.
I think Aisling's suggestion from yesterday, I think that could work. I think this one could work.
I think we need to appeal to Simon Harris's roots and where he's from, which is Greystones, and put out a simple, anyone ever been to the Happy Pear in Greystones? Would you recommend? And I think you could put a background of the Happy Pear so that immediately he'll see and he'll go, Emma Nolan, my favourite girl. Happy Pear? Would you recommend?
Greystones?
That's me.
Hell yeah.
Okay, is that what we're going with?
That's what we're going with, I think, yeah.
If you have any suggestions across the week on this, please do get them over 087 711 1038. Honestly, I think my family are going to start getting concerned about me. My Instagram stories are gone whack this week, but I couldn't be more in on this whole thing.
All the vegetarians of Dublin are going to be on you now today. Absolutely.
You'll love it, girl. All right, that's going to go live my Instagram story shortly. And again, updates. Will I get a DM from the Taoiseach? Hopefully, we'll have a result by the end of the week.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We've just been chatting about our future Taoiseach Simon Harris, and now it's time to continue Politics Corner on Emma, Dave and Aisling and look across the Atlantic to our American neighbours who are facing into another presidential election this year.
I cannot wait.
I am dreading it.
Really?
It is so stressful. I find a US presidential election to be very stressful.
I love it so much.
Especially when a certain red-haired man is involved.
I really don't like the vibes. It gives me really negative vibes. All
red-haired?
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
He's ginger, no?
No, he's blonde, famously.
I feel like he's strawberry blonde. He's a bit
strawberry
ginger,
blonde,
no?
Man.
Interesting.
He's orange.
I would have said blonde, like white.
He's an orangey
blonde.
Man.
He's an orange man. He's red. He's red faced. He's not blonde.
I feel like he's H to T. orange. So, the 5th of November is the US presidential election. It's pretty obvious now that it's going to be Biden versus Trump, the showdown once again. A lot of people obviously aren't too happy with this. They're not too inspired.
No, Trump, it's not two of the greatest candidates, is it?
No, Trump is facing the first ever criminal trial of a president in April. He's been in loads of legal trouble over the past 4 years. And Biden is 81. So it's kind of like rocking a hard place for some people. So a Texas man has decided to do something about this. And he has legally changed his name to literally anybody else. And he's announced he's going to run for president against Biden and Trump.
Wow.
Yeah, so his name is now legally literally anybody else.
That's fantastic.
I don't know if you would know the answer to this, but you know in America when you go to vote for your president, does it say Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or literally anyone else?
I think there's actually a box and you write it in, because I was also reading just about different like protest votes and stuff, that it's quite common for people to write Mickey Mouse in America as the candidate that they want to vote for when they don't really like
they want to throw away
the
vote.
Options. Yeah. So this guy's real name or former old name was Dustin Ebby, but he's now literally called literally anybody else.
That's a shame. Dustin Ebby was a fun name originally.
I think a cool name. He's also a maths teacher, so I'm like, is he now Mr. Anybody else in school?
Mr. Literally.
Yeah. So he said there really should be some outlet for people like me who are just so fed up with this constant power grab between the two parties. It's not necessarily about me as a person, but it's about literally anybody else as an idea.
Wow, okay.
So it's kind of deep. But apparently he's not going to get enough like signatures to probably be on the ballot. So I think maybe he wants like people to just fill in his name in the
right
box.
Right, then. Isn't that funny that you could do that? Like, you don't actually have to be going for president. If you just got enough people to write down your name in the ballot, you could just one day be like, hey, by the way, you're president.
America.
That's mental.
It's crazy, man. But this kind of happens a lot in other countries where there are like these protest candidates, these kind of satirical politicians. In Ukraine, there was a party at one stage called the Internet Party, and they tried to get a candidate called Darth Vader to run for election.
No
love
way.
This.
Count Binface is a satirical politician in the UK. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he's currently looking for signatures so that he can run for the mayor of London. I think he's been around for a few years, and he looks like Darth Vader, but he wears a bin on his head.
Brilliant. No way.
Count Bin face.
But this is interesting, just to go back to the Ukraine thing real quick, because the current president of the Ukraine is Vladimir Zelensky.
Yes.
But Vladimir Zelensky was a TV actor before he was president. He was in like TV shows and like Dancing on the Stars kind of equivalent.
He was on Dancing with the Stars, crazy.
Which is bizarre.
Yeah. The Monster Raving Loony Party, though, is the one that is the most crazy that I've read about. It's a satirical political party also in the UK. They're mad for this over there. And their goal is kind of to make a mockery of UK politics. But the candidate names are crazy. The people that they've put forward for election. So you've had one called Screaming Lord Such. You've had Sir Oink-a-Lot.
Yes, I love that one.
I like that.
That's great.
Someone called Are You Serious? Mad Cowgirl.
Love.
Is another one. And then this one, which is extremely difficult to say. Okay, it's so long. This was a candidate for the Monster Raving Loony Party at some stage. Tarquin Fin Tim Lim Bin Win Bim Lim Bus Stop Ftang Ftang Ole Biscuit Barrel.
Love it. I love it.
It gives a whole new life to the idea of supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
It really does.
My favourite bit of it is that it starts off with Tarquin.
Tarquin, yeah. Tarquin. That sounds legit.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks you in.
I know. So I'm kind of like, we might have an election here next year, and I encourage satirical politicians to come forward and make it a little bit spicy.
You should
do it. Yeah, I think so too. I think so fair. And I think you should legally change your name.
Good one, guys.
That'll be next week on the show.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This is a game called Vowelless. It's where I give you a category and you need to name as many things in that category as possible without using a certain vowel. We will give you that vowel and you only have 10 seconds on the clock to do so. Who will get the highest score today?
It's very exciting. And up first is Angela. Hello, Angela.
Yeah. Hey. How are you?
How are you this morning? All good?
Yeah, great.
Good. You're on to play Vowless. I'm going to stick 10 seconds on the clock. And I'd like you to name me as many celebrities as you can without using the letter I.
Ooh.
Any celebrity, Angela?
Oh my God. Beyonce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any more?
Drake. Oh, Drake is good. Yeah, we'll give you Drake.
We'll give her two. We'll give her two. Beyonce and Drake. No, immediately I thought of Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears.
I was like, Brad Pitt.
That's actually hard.
I was thinking as well, Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? You got a score too. You were under pressure. You did all right. Thanks, Angela.
Thanks.
See you, Angela. Bye.
Bye.
If it helps, I just asked ChatGPT the exact same question. I said, well, celebrities without using the letter I. It said Brad Pitt. Taylor Swift.
Oh, dear.
ChatGPT is terrible, isn't it? But you could have had Tom Hanks, Jennifer Lopez, George Clooney, Beyonce, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, very good. Up next is Reen. Hello.
Oh, Jesus, how are you?
Good,
Reen. What's the story, Reen? You're on to play Vowelless. I'm going to give you a category and put 10 seconds on the clock. Without using the letter A, name me vegetables.
Vegetables. Jesus. Hit a blank. Mushroom.
Yes.
Oh, oh God, it is tough to be fair.
I don't know if naming the vowel makes you think of more with that vowel.
Yeah, it does.
It was like peas.
Well, the first thing I thought of was carrot.
Yeah, so. I know.
Yeah, tomato.
That's hard for me. Well, look, mushroom was a legitimate answer.
It was very good. Nice one, Reen. You got a score of one. Have a great day.
Nice one, guys. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Low scoring game today. We've had a two and a one.
Yesterday we had five.
You guys come in and you reveal your category and your vowel that you're saying to the person on the phone, and my mind just literally goes like spinny monkeys.
With the symbols.
Like, honestly, that's my brain.
But the A in the vegetables, I thought that was easy. Broccoli, celery, lettuce. I can't stop the onions.
And you've never eaten any of them.
Sarah's standing by. Hello, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're good, Sarah. Okay, you got to get a score of 3 to win Vowelless today. And I need you to tell me, without using the letter U, give me Premier League teams.
Arsenal?
Yeah.
Chelsea?
Yeah.
Go on. One more.
Time.
Sorry.
Dear.
Don't apologise.
Okay.
What would you say, Dave? Any more that you can think of?
Manchester City?
Yeah.
Liverpool.
Yeah. You could have had
Nottingham Forest.
Sheffield.
Nottingham Forest.
Are they Premier League?
You're also going to say Sheffield because Sheffield United. Yeah.
All right, Sarah, listen, lovely
to see you. Not great
at the old soccer skills. Me neither. Thanks a million for listening anyway, and have a lovely day. Bye.
Bye.
I was actually trying to think. I was like, what's the longest Premier League team without using the letter U? I was trying to think. I think I have it. Brighton and Hove Albion.
Without using the letter U.
Wow, that's good.
That's a long one, isn't it?
Yeah,
Brighton and Hove Albion.
It would take up at least 2.5 seconds of your 10.
Yes, it would actually.
So we had a tie game today.
Mm.
2-2 from Angela and Sarah. Congratulations to them.
We crack on tomorrow. I didn't think it got any easier than name celebrities, but you know what? As I said, spinning monkeys.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.